Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. This church, Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church, has a rich history of mission. Over the years, Palmer has reached out to the intellectually curious, the drug addicted, the homeless, the spiritually hungry, and many others in ways that have transformed lives. And there's an expectation that God has something more for Palmer. There's a question that's been hanging in the air since I started working here 2 years ago, and that question is, what's next? Palmer's Outreach Council met this past Thursday night, and as we discussed the needs of the community and the capacity and passions of the congregation, it became clear to me that we were leaving out of the conversation the most important member of our outreach team, namely God. I believe with all my heart that God has something more for Palmer, but I don't know what it is. At this point, I think only God knows. But that doesn't mean we sit around and twiddle our thumbs and wait for the great revelation. What's next is prayer. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, how to pray for the church. The passage from Ephesians we just heard shows us how. It begins with these words, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family and in heaven and on earth takes its name. In Greek, there's a play on words here. Father is pater, family is patria. We kneel before the pater, from whom every patria takes its name. Every family, not as in the Smith family and the Jones family, but as in every clan, every tribe, every nation, and not just on earth, but in heaven as well. The author of Ephesians knows God as the God of the cosmos, the Lord of heaven and earth. And when we come before God, we do well to remember just how great God is and just how not so great we are. Kneeling is a posture that helps us remember who is who, who's in charge, who is truly powerful and who is not. The author of Ephesians makes four petitions for the church, that they be strengthened in their inner being with power through God's Spirit, that Christ dwell in their hearts through faith, that they have power to comprehend the extent of God's work, the breadth, length, height, and depth, that they know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that they may be filled with all the fullness of God. These are prayers for the church, not just for individual believers. We're praying for the whole body of believers, the church universal, as well as our particular parish. And we're praying for people who have been here 5 minutes, and those that have been here 50 years and more, and everyone in between. Every Sunday, we declare in the Nicene Creed, that we believe in the church. But what does that mean? You know, it's one thing to say, I believe in God, a mysterious and invisible being, and quite another to say, I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I think there are a lot of people who believe in God who do not believe in the church. In some ways, it takes greater faith to believe God is at work through the people sitting next to you in the pew than it does to believe God created heaven and earth. How extraordinary that God chose us to carry out God's mission in the world, which according to our catechism is to restore all people to unity with God and each other in Christ. Reflected in these prayers in Ephesians is this understanding of God's mission. It's not transactional. God, if you do this for me, then I will do that for you. No, it's unitive. God, I consent to your action and presence within. So here are my prayers for Palmer, based on these prayers from Ephesians. Let us pray. O God, strengthen us in our innermost being, in our very souls, in that deep down place that we so often neglect, that quiet place within, where we become aware of your presence and are able to discern your call. Strengthen our souls, O Lord, with power through your Holy Spirit. Heal our wounded hearts, O Christ, that we might open them to you without fear or reservation, and then come and abide with us there. Open our eyes to see you at work in the world and comprehend what we see, the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of your saving action for all whom you love. And finally, may we know your love. May we let you love us, so that we might be filled with all the fullness of your divine self. Amen. Over time, as we pray, I trust God will prepare us for what's next at Palmer by strengthening our souls, dwelling in our hearts, expanding our vision, and rooting and grounding us in the power of a love that created all that we are and can ever hope to be.